The Prophet's second wife, Lady Sauda. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, married Sauda bin Sama'a short while after the death of his first and most beloved wife, Khadija, with whom he shared a very happy 25 years of his blessed life. Sauda was a mature woman, around 40 years of age, and a mother of 5 children. This marriage gave Sauda a moral uplift in her life, for she had been mourning her husband, Al-Sakran ibn Amr. He had died soon after the couple had returned from Abyssinia, where a number of the Prophet's companions had gone a few years earlier to establish a second base for Islam, away from the persecution in Makkah. She was now married to Allah's Messenger, peace and blessings be upon him, who was renowned for his fine character and compassion, in addition to the great qualities that fitted him to be the recipient of God's final message to mankind. Scholars and writers talking about the Prophet and his character often explain his marriages in terms of different needs, some political, others social, and some even legislative. While such reasons were certainly present in many of his marriages, they are not the overriding reasons for any. Each of his marriages expressed a desire to be united with the lady in question. In Sauda's case, we read explanations that he wanted to compensate her for the loss of her husband. The fact is that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, needed a new wife after Khadija had passed away, and the qualities he needed in his new wife were maturity, kindness, and being a believer in his message. Sauda answered all these. She was the one to take care of his two unmarried daughters, Kulthum and Fatima. Dealing with jealousy. We see some aspects of Sauda's maturity in the fact that when other wives came into the Prophet's home and jealousies surfaced between them, leading to the emergence of two camps, Sauda did not join either group. She remained loyal to her husband, giving him all that he needed of love and care. Nor did she ever express, in word or gesture, any feeling of jealousy when she realized that the Prophet's heart leaned towards one of his wives. On the contrary, we see her rising to the sublime as she realized that the Prophet's heart favored Aisha above all others, but he had to maintain fairness between all his wives. He would not allow himself to give Aisha an hour more than he would give every one of his other wives. Therefore, in her eagerness to please the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, Sauda made a gift of her nights to Aisha. This was a voluntary gift, motivated only by her desire to please her husband. Thus, every time it was Sauda's turn, the Prophet, PBUH, would visit her in the evening before going to spend the rest of the night at Aisha's place. Sauda's action speaks much about her character. She was a woman who loved to be kind to others, and enjoyed giving them what pleases them. She wished to remain married to the Prophet and always be remembered by Muslims throughout the world as a mother of all believers as his wives earned this title. At the same time, she wanted to give greater pleasure to her husband than the one whom he loved most among his wives, Aisha. Hence, her gift that became a model for any woman who lovingly wishes to forego some of her rights in order to please her husband. Sauda died toward the end of the reign of the second caliph, Umar ibn al-Khattab, about 10 years after the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, had passed away.